Hello.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. Can you, you have to be pretty happy that you're going to have your cornerbacks on Sunday, huh?
Yeah, we're just moving along like we have been, and, you know, there's really nothing to comment about that from our end. It's nice to have our health.
How would it be different if they weren't playing?
Well, they are playing, so that we're not talking about it, so I don't need to even address it, sorry.
Coach, can you talk about the importance of what Russell Wilson has brought to your team, especially given the fact that he's a rookie in the NFL?
Yeah, he's really been terrific, and from the first time he stepped on the field here, he's been impressive, and he continues to be. And as he's settling into the position and the rhythm of the season and all, he's shown, at least in the last month or so, you know, tremendous consistency, and that's what's so challenging for the young guys. You know, as the games change and the game plans and the teams change, it can really be hard on him. He's shown a remarkable consistency, particularly the last 3 weeks, and we're hoping that he can just keep going and growing. He's a fantastic football player, and we're able to do whatever we want to do with him now. He's schooled well enough, and so we'll look forward to him continuing to do some cool things for us.
Coach, why has it been so difficult to win on the road?
It's really hard to win on the road. That's why. Every place we go, and we've been in every game, we've had a chance at every one of the finishes. They're just hard. They're hard to get, and we've had a number of opportunities to execute right down the end, and you know, one thing or another doesn't quite get done, and even it's happened on both sides of the ball. We haven't been as sharp as we need to finish the games, whether it was right from the Arizona game, opening game of the year, we had 3 plays from the 7, we get in, we win, and we didn't, and here we are last week again. Offense had a chance to get down and kick a field goal, and the defense had a chance to win it by stopping them, and we weren't able to. So we're just trying to finish the games better, and we finished great at home. We just have not finished on the road, and we're trying to get that done.
Coach, at what point did you realize you could win this year with Russell Wilson as your starter?
Well, when we won some games, I guess. You know, I didn't know it. We felt like it was without a doubt in my mind, he won the competition over a really good football player in Matt Flynn. And unfortunately, Matt hasn't had a chance to really get out there. But Russell has just shown his playmaking ability, his consistency, his leadership, his smarts, his habits and preparation and practice have just been impeccable. And so knowing that he does all those things in the background and has tremendous athletic ability and he's got a terrific arm and he's accurate too, you know, it gives you a chance. We hoped that he would put together with our running game and with what we were doing on defense, you know, a position that would help us win, and he's done just that.
Hey, why have Browner and Sherman been effective for you this year?
They're very they're unusual players, you know, in that they are so tall. They've got a style that when we play at the line of scrimmage, you know, with those guys, and their style of play we enhance with the way that we ask them, you know, gives you a real constant. And the wide receivers have to deal with them play in and play out, and they get their hands on you, and they press really well. But that's just the start of it. Both guys are very savvy kids. They understand the game, and they're physical. And both guys can catch and make the play on the ball, too, when they get their chances. So, yeah, you add all that together, they're just factors, you know, and that are unusual. And so we've had pretty good matchups from from Steve Smith at Carolina to Calvin Johnson. We've been across the spectrum, and we're hoping that we can continue to, you know, grow with these young guys and be effective. And it'll be a monstrous task, you know, dealing with Brandon and with Jay Cutler.
When you take a peek at this Chicago defense, what are some of your initial impressions?
That they're taking the football at everybody. You know, scoring 6 times is ridiculously good, and we take such pride in the football and getting after it and all of that, and to see those guys at plus in the teens, you know, in turnover ratio wise, and the big plays that they've been able to make, it's frightening to play against them in that sense, because they can change the game. You could do everything else right, and they take the ball off you, and they're going down the other end of the field, and so we're going to have to really do a great job of taking care of it, we take great pride in it, but this is the best challenge that is presented in the NFL. They're the best that there is at this, and so we'll see if we can match up.
Why didn't it work out for Jeremy Bates in Seattle?
It was just time to move on. He's an excellent football coach. We made some changes in what happened with our running game and the whole staff, and so it just fit better to do what we're doing now, and wish him the best.
What would you say his strengths as a coach are?
Tremendous scheme guy, an excellent quarterback coach, you know, understands all of the workings of all of that. He's a play caller. He's a schematic guy. I mean, he's got all that stuff going for him. He's a fantastic football coach.
Coach, Greg Schiano and Jim Harbaugh have had success coming from college programs, and you have too. Is it easier in the NFL now for a college coach to be successful, or is this just coincidence, or is there anything to that trend?
Well, I don't know if it's easier. I don't know. I mean, you see more similarities in the style of play growing in our game, in terms of the offense. Defensively is different. Jim had all his background in the league playing and all of that. I think it was a transition that wasn't difficult for him. But I think for Greg, and I don't know his whole background and history where he's coached and stuff earlier on, but he's made a tremendous transition, and he's got a terrific young football team too. I would kind of hope that it would open up for other guys, in that sense when the time and the opportunities are available. But it is if you haven't been in the league, I think it is a difficult transition, and it's one that guys are doing a good job at right now, and we'll see how it goes in the future.
How did your experience at college coaching make you a better NFL coach?
Well, I think in the time I went back, I was in the NFL for a long time before I was in college coaching, and then when I went back to college, I was able to really run a whole program and have total, authority and say so in everything I was doing, and that gave me a chance to really unveil, the philosophy and the approach and the language and everything that we put together that you don't necessarily get in the league. You don't get that kind of authority to call all the shots with your personnel and roster and all that kind of stuff, and then also the football. And I think it gave me an opportunity to really figure it all out. And so when I got the opportunity here, it was I was able in a unique fashion to have all that same authority. And so I think it's really been a big factor in helping me understand how to do it.
And just one other thing on that, you're such an enthusiastic coach. Do you find that enthusiasm resonates differently with professional players, or maybe doesn't have quite the same shelf life or last as long as it does with college players?
No, I don't know that. I'm just doing what I know how to do. I'm not trying to tailor anything to anything, what somebody else would think I should do. So I'm just going after it in the way I know how, and we've had a lot of fun coaching this team and putting this team together, and we're so young. We're just getting started with this group, and I think, I don't know if we still are, but we were the youngest offense in the NFL a few weeks ago. I don't know if we still are, but we've got a lot of room to grow with these guys, and it's an enthusiastic group, and they like playing, and they like playing hard, and we'll see how long the shelf life is.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of college, one of your players you had in your last year, Matt Barkley, is getting ready to move up to the next level. I just want to know how many chances you've had to see him over the last year or two, but what do you think he can do at the next level?
I don't think we can talk about those guys yet, and so I'm not going to. That's okay. He's a great kid. I'm not going to talk about his football.
Coach, how hard is it to have back-to-back road games, or to go all the way to Miami and then come back to Chicago, or is that something you guys are used to at this point?
That's as big a challenge as you get, travel wise, we have a way that we do it, and hopefully we'll handle it well enough to get it. We get a win here, but we've been through the big trips, and we've won on the road, in a number of places, and so we've at least we feel like we can handle it, and hopefully we'll do it well this weekend.
Any other questions?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks.